Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Did you know, this is today's topic, a lot of people think that government is incompetent. It just can't do its job, and things are falling apart, and the bureaucrats are too stupid to know what they're doing and how they're leading us all toward economic disaster and a global debt collapse and so on. They think government is incompetent. That is certainly true at one level, but it's not the big picture. The bigger picture, that's the topic of today's show, is that government is weaponized against humanity now. Government, the point of government now is to control, disarm, and enslave humanity, and listen carefully, so that humanity can be subjected to efficient extermination. Efficient extermination is the goal. And in this show today, I'm going to really show you some of the evidence, and you can continue to explore on your own, of course. I encourage you to do that. Ask questions. Think critically about this. But as you do that, when you connect the dots, you're going to see this big picture unfolding. It's very clear. It's an inescapable conclusion. But I'm going to show you today that government has been weaponized against humanity. The purpose of government now, especially global government or globalism, is the extermination of the human race. That is exactly what is happening now. And let's start by maybe challenging yourself here. Can you name any government agency, a federal agency in the United States, that isn't working against the interests of humanity? I mean, take a look at the FDA. All they do is side with the drug companies and push toxic drugs and try to suppress nutrition and nutritional cures, naturopathy, natural medicine that can prevent cancer. That's all suppressed. The point of that, of course, is to make sure people are harmed and damaged. Think about another agency, the DEA. The DEA still is at war with cannabis and hemp, which contains natural healing molecules known as cannabinoids. There are many different cannabinoids in hemp products, CBD being one of them. That's cannabidiol. There's also CBDA, which is cannabidiolic acid. There's, of course, THC, but many others, CBG and so on. These are all healing molecules, but the government is at war with these molecules and has been for decades. Why? Because they don't want humanity to survive. You know, cannabis is natural medicine, and it's free medicine if you don't criminalize it, because it grows like weed, obviously, like weeds. You almost can't stop it from growing. It grows in the wild, actually, in many parts of America. It's medicine. It's almost as if this healing miracle plant was put here by God so that people would not have to go get prescription medications that poison them and kill them. This is why the government has declared war on cannabis for many decades, because it's part of the war on humanity. And recognize that the federal government continues to criminalize cannabis even when it doesn't contain THC, when it's just CBD. That is astonishing. That's astonishing. It's legal to grow hemp in Canada and to import it into the United States and to sell it in the United States as hemp seeds, hemp oil, hemp fiber, hemp clothing. But you can't grow it in the United States. Why is that? Because the government is at war with humanity. That's why. That's the answer that's going to become apparent more and more as we go through this. Look at the FCC, which of course licenses bandwidth in the electromagnetic spectrum. What has the FCC done to declare war on humanity? Well, of course, they've authorized 5G networks, the rollout of 5G, basically a cell tower-based weapon system that subjects brains to ionizing radiation that causes brain tumors and cancer, you know, effectively. That's the result. This is a weapon system, and it's being installed in cities all across America because the FCC is at war with humanity, just like the FDA and the DEA and every other agency you can think of. I'll have much more straight ahead. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
You know, big government is not just broken. It is a weapon system now. And President Trump is trying to, in effect, overthrow that system from within. This is why he is being so resisted and so attacked, because I think Trump is the only person in Washington, D.C. who actually loves the human race. I mean, seriously. I think he's the only one who loves humanity. I think everybody else there has sold their souls, and they are willing to sell out humanity. They don't care who dies. They don't care what happens to the economy. They don't care what nations they have to collapse, even their own. As long as they can destroy Trump, they don't care what other damage that they have to commit in society. Trump seems to be the only person there who actually loves the human race, and that's why he's the enemy of the establishment. Isn't that incredible? Now, even outside of government, well, first let me cover the EPA, because the EPA is the Environmental Pollution Agency. The EPA is a bioterrorism weapon system against the people of America. Now, I created a film called Biosludged that ends with ED, sludged. You can go to biosludged.com and you can watch this entire documentary for free. And in that documentary, I feature an EPA scientist whistleblower named Dr. David Lewis. Now, Dr. David Lewis, he visited me. We sat together in my laboratory, and we talked about what's going on, and on camera. And by the way, I'm about to release the full videos of Dr. Lewis and his testimony to the public about what the EPA did. And I tell you, Dr. David Lewis talks about how the EPA dispatched secret police, government armed agents, to go and raid the homes of scientists in the middle of the night and threaten them at gunpoint that if they went public with the truth about what they knew about biosludge, also called biosolids, that they would be, I mean, the message was, you're going to be killed or you're going to be arrested and imprisoned. And Dr. Lewis talks about the other scientists who have been arrested, indicted, and thrown in prison because they refused to fake data for the government as part of the EPA. Make no mistake, people. The EPA, the Environmental Pollution Agency, is a weapon system. Its purpose is to pollute the environment. And that's why under President Bill Clinton, the EPA allowed the mass pollution of farm crop soils with human sewage sludge. Toxic sewage sludge is now collected in every major city across America, even small cities and towns, and it is then spread on farmlands. This is true. You got to watch the film, Biosludged. You can watch it for free. In fact, you can download it for free. You can burn it onto your own DVD if you want, and you can hand it out to people for free. I give you that permission to do that because this is a public service that we are doing in the name of real science, in the name of real environmentalism, and in the name of defending and protecting humanity from these criminals at the EPA who are part of this criminal cabal of weaponized government that despises humanity. They destroy the environment. They destroy people. Their job is to exterminate humankind. Otherwise, why would they legalize the mass pollution of our food crop lands with toxic sewage sludge, which is full of viral strains. It's full of bacteria. It's full of superbugs, medical waste, dental office waste. It's full of mercury. It's full of lead, cadmium, toxic heavy metals, including arsenic and excess levels of copper. But more importantly, it contains these viral fragments that are basically weapon systems. And then flies come in and maggots go in, and all these insects that come into contact with this toxic sludge, they then spread it. So if you wonder why we have all these mysterious diseases now spreading across America, where the CDC says, we don't know what this stuff is. This is some mysterious disease where children, suddenly their nerves don't work anymore. Their muscles don't work anymore. Children are collapsing by the hundreds all across America. It's a massive cover-up. And the CDC says, we don't know what's causing it. Well, guess what? The EPA is poisoning this country with biological weapons through the biosludge. Because the EPA is it's basically a terrorist organization. This is the point I'm trying to get across here. And the CDC is essentially a medical terrorism organization. These government agencies, these are weaponized against humanity. They do not want you to live. They do not want you to reproduce. They attack your fertility. They attack your children. They attack the sustainability of the human race. And they're trying to collapse the food supply as well. They're trying to cause a global food collapse. And just on that point alone, if you don't believe me, consider this. Not only are they legalize the dumping of toxic sewage sludge on croplands all across America, which of course recycles, by the way, toxic sludge back into the food supply so that you eat those toxins and then you excrete them in your waste and then they're distributed back onto the farmlands. This is a closed loop system that concentrates toxins with each successive cycle. So the toxin concentrations are getting higher and higher and higher, meaning it's more poison for your children than the poison level that you're exposed to today. But also, I'm going to give you a warning here. This might sound a little graphic. I'm not going to curse, but this is true what I'm about to tell you, but this may be a little bit graphic, okay? There are abortion centers that they dispose of the aborted babies in the city sewage systems. This has been documented. We've covered it on naturalnews.com. Aborted babies are flushed down the city sewer system, which means aborted baby tissue goes into the toxic sewage sludge that's spread on the farms that grow the food that you're feeding your children. This is a fact. No one talks about this. No one will cover this in the New York Times or USA Today or CNN. Nothing. They won't mention any of this, but it's absolutely true. You are eating food grown in the toxic sewage sludge of cities that includes aborted human babies. It's not an exaggeration, and I apologize that I even have to bring this up. But it is happening. This is Soylent Green, practically. They're grinding up the babies. This is the Matrix. They're grinding up the babies and feeding the dead to the living. This is happening right now. This is what you need to understand. The things that I warn about here, you know, I'm a scientist. Okay, I'm a published scientist. I run a scientific analytical laboratory. I test foods. I'm a best-selling science author. My book is called Food Forensics, if you want to check it out. I test for glyphosate. I have multiple mass spec instruments. That's mass spectrometry instruments in my laboratory. We do organic chemistry every day. I know what I'm talking about. This is documented. This is real. You need to understand that this is happening in your world right now. This is happening to you. And there is an agenda behind it. The agenda is the extermination of the human race. This is not clickbait. This is not entertainment. I'm not here to entertain you with fear porn or something like that. This is a red alert warning to humanity about what is happening. You need to get informed. Now, there's much more ahead in this show. But let me give you some resources. If you miss any of these shows, you can catch them a few days later at counterthink.com. All the videos are posted there. You can also, of course, catch these shows broadcast at Infowars.com, 6 p.m. Central, every Sunday. It's a once-a-week show. You can go to our free video website, brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com, E-O-N, Eon, brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative because YouTube bans all of this information. YouTube won't let you talk about reality. YouTube will not let you talk about the dangers of toxic ingredients in foods or what's happening with the EPA weaponizing human sewage sludge against humanity. So we had to create a video site in order to do that. That's why we created brighteon.com. This is all about getting the truth out so that humanity can be informed. You can wake up. You can sound the alarm. You got to understand, the human race is under attack. If we don't rise up and defeat the globalists, they will exterminate us. That is not an exaggeration. It is the plan. You are in the crosshairs right now, and they are taking action to destroy you and terminate your gene pool from the future of the human race. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Now, continuing here with the inescapable evidence here that the human race is targeted for extinction, let's talk about geoengineering. Now, the scientific establishment has for years said there's no such thing as geoengineering, and yet all the time in the media you read these stories about how China is using weather control technology or Dubai is using weather control to try to create rain. And then you read in the scientific literature, which I review, by the way, every day, my team, I have a team that scours over 1,300 medical and science journals, reading them, you know, with human eyes. This is not some algorithm. This is real people scanning all the journals every day, bringing me the best stories, the best science stories, and new studies that are published in the scientific literature. So I have a very good handle on what's happening every day in the realm of mainstream science. And in that realm, they are now talking about this every day, geoengineering, global dimming, they call it, to dim the sun, that they think, the scientists say, this is how you stop global warming and save the planet. I mean, that's the cover story. But in reality, global dimming is a plot to release a massive amount of pollution into the upper atmosphere. In fact, they call this practice in the scientific papers, they call it, quote, stratospheric aerosol injection. Stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI. That's their name for what you and I might call chemtrails or geoengineering. This is in the scientific literature. You can look it up yourself. Go ahead. I encourage you to. You will find the science papers or just search for geoengineering. That's also in over 100 published scientific studies. And they talk about how they need to dim the sun. They have to block the sun in order to stop the planet from overheating. Now, this climate change, this is a hoax. This is a hoax because it's all predicated on this false quack science idea that says carbon dioxide is a poison. That's what they say. Carbon dioxide is a poison. But wait a minute. Carbon dioxide is the number one most important nutrient for plants. It's necessary for forests to grow. It's necessary for food crops to produce food. It's necessary for plants to grow leaves and pollen. Did you know that? Did you know that almond trees can't produce almonds without CO2? Did you know that there's no food in the food web without CO2? And CO2 is very, very low. It's just barely above 400 parts per million in the atmosphere right now, which is dangerously low. Plants are starving for it. And yet we're told by the EPA, which remember is a weapon system against humanity, we're told that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and that we have to eliminate carbon dioxide. Do you realize that if carbon dioxide were eliminated, that all human life would cease to exist on this planet? Do you know why? Because it would collapse the plants, and the plants produce the oxygen that keeps your brain functioning and your cells functioning. Hemoglobin. Your red blood cells carry oxygen. Why? Because every one of the cells in your body needs oxygen. The living cells, anyway, needs oxygen. Without oxygen in your cells, you die in minutes. That oxygen comes from plants, for the most part. O2. Plants produce O2 as a byproduct of photosynthesis. Photosynthesis has three inputs. All plants that are green, they have chlorophyll, and they use photosynthesis to produce their own metabolic energy, which produces, you know, the food and the flowers and the leaves and the bark for the trees and everything, the root system, everything. It's all through metabolic energy, through photosynthesis. There are three inputs for photosynthesis. I'm going to name them for you here, so listen up. Democrats and globalists are attacking two out of the three. They're attacking life on our planet. They are attacking the entire plant ecosystem, and they're calling it green. They think that they are green, and they're attacking two out of the three inputs for photosynthesis. It is unreal. These people are mass murderers. They are trying to carry out a holocaust of cosmic proportion. They are trying to murder not just all humans, but all mammals, most animals, and all plants on this planet. And they want to do it. They want to do it through global dimming. They want to pollute the atmosphere and call it saving the planet. This is how insane these people are, and this is why they must be stopped. They will kill us all if we don't stop them. They are mass murderers. They are trying to carry out a holocaust that is over 1,000 times bigger than the Hitler Holocaust. I mean, think about it. The Hitler Holocaust murdered 6 million Jews, according to the historical records. This Holocaust that they're trying to do, they're trying to murder over 6 billion humans. More than that, all humans, which is over 7 billion. I think it's approaching 8 billion. 6 billion people murdered is 1,000 times more than the 6 million who were killed in the Holocaust of World War II. This is 1,000 Holocausts that they're trying to carry out, and they're doing it in the name of saving the planet. They want to murder humanity, and they dare say that they are saving the world. Think about the insanity, the madness of those quack scientists who say they want to pollute the air to save the planet. Pollution is now their solution? You see why it's called the Environmental Pollution Agency now? Because their goal is pollution. Their goal is to collapse all plant life, collapse the food production, collapse the crops, to poison the croplands, to poison the rivers and the streams, and poison the oceans, and have more dead zones in the oceans. Their goal is the mass murder of the entire human race. And they have the means to carry it out. So let's get back to the three inputs for photosynthesis, okay? Those three inputs are very simple. Sunlight, which is, of course, solar radiation. Carbon dioxide, which has to be acquired through the atmosphere. And then water, which plants tend to acquire through their root system. Those three things. You got it? Solar radiation, i.e. sunlight, CO2, and water. Now, sunlight provides energy. Actual electromagnetic energy. Carbon dioxide provides carbon atoms and oxygen atoms, and H2O provides hydrogen and oxygen. And believe it or not, with these molecules, plants can rearrange the elements through a number of chemical processes, or what's called plant physiology or botany, and they can rearrange those. And if you just use hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen, you can generate hundreds of thousands of different molecules. For example, vitamin C is made out of just that. There's nothing else in vitamin C other than hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Did you know that? In fact, did you know that THC or CBD from cannabis, did you know it's only made out of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen? Did you know that? I mean, the media never tells you these things. I'm telling you as a scientist, if you give a plant sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide, it can make medicine. Called cannabidiol. It can make THC. It can make vitamin C. It can make proanthocyanidins. It can make carotenoids. It can make all these things from the different elements, recombining them. And some of the molecules need other elements like, you know, nitrogen or phosphorus or sulfur. You know, garlic uses a lot of sulfur, and cruciferous vegetables make an anti-cancer nutrient called sulforaphane that also uses sulfur, by the way, which is an element. They can make medicine, and yet the globalism system is now trying to shut that down. They don't want plants to function. That's how dangerous they are. We'll be right back.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together. with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, when you dim the sun, which is now the goal of mainstream scientists, this is what governments are going to do now. They're going to send jets into the atmosphere to release pollution into the stratosphere in order to block the sun. They want to dim the sun. What are they doing? What are they accomplishing? They say, oh, well, it's going to stop the world from overheating. Now, the world isn't overheating. The world actually could be a little bit warmer. We could have more liquid water. Melting ice caps is not a bad thing. It's called the greenhouse effect because greenhouses is where plants grow well. You need more of a greenhouse. In fact, in greenhouses, did you know that greenhouse owners purchase carbon dioxide generators to raise the CO2 level inside the greenhouse so that the plants grow better? We need more CO2. We need a warmer planet. We need a wetter planet. It would be more lush, more green. It would support more ecological diversity and more sustainable life, and it would produce more food more easily. Deserts could be turned into food crop lands, and grasslands could become forests, and regular forests could become rainforests. If we just had more CO2, a little bit warmer planet, more liquid water instead of frozen water, I mean, frozen, you can't grow a plant in frozen water. Have you ever tried to plant a seed in an ice ball? Huh? Guess what? Doesn't grow, does it? But that's what the globalists want, is a frozen ice ball planet with a dim sun. They want to block out the sun. They want to destroy CO2. And they want to freeze the earth so that all the water is locked up in the polar ice caps. That's what they want. Notice how they always scream about, oh, the ice caps are melting, as if that's a bad thing. It's an awesome thing. It releases liquid water that can be used by rainforests, by the way. Because, of course, sunlight causes evaporation of water from the ocean, and that causes rainfall of water onto land, which is what supports forests and rainforests. If you have sunlight, you get that evaporation of water, don't you? But if you dim the sun, which is what these insane globalist scientists are trying to do, if you dim the sun, guess what? You get less evaporation from the ocean, don't you? So you get less rainfall because you don't have the wet wind blowing off the ocean anymore. So what happens then? Oh, areas that used to be forests, they become deserts. You have a collapse of ecosystems. This is what the globalists are trying to do. Food-producing areas will turn to deserts. At the same time, plant life will be strongly impaired. Photosynthesis will be diminished, which means oxygen production from those plants will be reduced, which means the atmospheric concentration of O2, i.e. oxygen, will fall, which means that humans will have trouble breathing. This is terraforming. What's happening right now on our planet is terraforming. Terraforming is the process of altering the atmospheric conditions of a planet to make it ready for colonization. Do you understand what's happening? Earth is being terraformed. Earth's atmosphere is being altered. The globalists are trying to turn Earth into a low sunlight, frozen world devoid of humans. This is the goal. This is the inescapable conclusion. Anyone who understands basic science must agree with this if they follow the rules of logic and reason. These experiments are being conducted right now. The entire corporate controlled media is calling for this. They want to dim the sun. They want to pollute the skies. They want to collapse the food supply. They want to get rid of humans, even the wealthy globalists. They talk about depopulation. And what I'm here to explain to you is that this is really what you are witnessing, and what you're part of here is a cosmic eugenics program to exterminate the human race that you are part of. And more than half the humans, probably 90% of the humans, are going along with it. This is genius. From a science fiction point of view, I'm not saying this is literally what's happening, but from a science fiction point of view, if you were, let's say, an advanced civilization and you wanted to go conquer some world somewhere, and it had, that world, you know, had a lot of resources like water and, you know, gold and other rare elements like we have on Earth, and you wanted to eliminate the living organisms on that planet and prepare that planet for your colonization, instead of doing it by force, wouldn't it be really smart to send like an advanced team to go influence the world leaders on that world and convince them to commit suicide, convince them to kill themselves and alter the climate so that it's perfect for your arrival and colonization? Isn't that interesting? See, Earth's so-called leaders have been convinced to murder humanity. Earth's scientists have been convinced to terraform the planet. Earth's political leaders have been convinced to call for the global enslavement of humanity and the disarmament of humanity so that humans have no means to fight back against war or invasion or colonization of any kind. The people of Venezuela learned this lesson the hard way. They've learned that when you give up your guns, as they did under, I think, Chavez, they gave up their guns, or maybe it was Maduro, but they gave up their guns and they said, oh yeah, we're all going to be safe because we're going to get rid of the guns. Well, guess what happened? All the guns were concentrated in the hands of the government, and the government became corrupt and authoritarian, and now the people there live under tyranny, and they're starving to death, and young people are prostituting out their bodies for a can of beans because they're starving so much, and they're eating out of dumpsters, and people are fleeing the country by the tens of thousands. And the corruption is so extreme that you can't even drive anywhere without being stopped and having everything of value confiscated. And people intentionally dress like homeless people just to avoid being robbed. And they carry food around in garbage bags because if you have something that looks like food, it will be stolen from you at gunpoint. That's Venezuela today. That's what happens when you give up your guns. This is a reminder why America, but frankly the whole world, should never give up your guns, because the minute you do, you are going to be enslaved. And most people talk about this from a geopolitical point of view and say, oh, it's the government doing the enslaving. But what I'm saying here is taking it to a cosmic point of view and saying, that's only step one. The government is disarming you to prepare you for mass extermination. And of course, the individuals who run the government don't all know this. This isn't some grand conspiracy where everybody's keeping this secret. 99.99% of the people who are pulling this off have no idea what they're doing. They think they're fighting against global warming, let's say. Oh, they think that if they're anti-gun, if they attack the Second Amendment, they think that they're making communities safer. This is the brainwashing that they've been subjected to, and they actually believe that. So a lot of these people believe that they're doing something good for their communities, even as they are taking steps to prepare humanity for efficient extermination. That's how insidious this is. Someone at some level, you know, on Earth or otherwise, has figured out a way to convince the entire planet of human beings to commit mass suicide. You know, it's almost like, let's go back to a science fiction scenario here. Let's look at Star Wars. I think Empire Strikes Back, right? So Darth Vader and his capital ships, they sent out probes, little droids or drones that would go to worlds and they would gather information. Well, what if these probes had artificial intelligence systems, AI systems, and they could hack computer systems? If you were a species that had this technology and you wanted to conquer other worlds, you could send out these AI drones, and every world they come into contact with that has intelligent civilization, the AI takes over the information leaders and the political leaders and the financial systems and convinces that world to commit mass suicide. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but it would be a very efficient way for galactic colonization, if you think about it. Convince worlds to destroy themselves. And that may be happening right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
All right, let's wrap this up now on Counterthink. I know I've given you a lot to think about here. There's still a little bit more detail I have to share with you here, but this is a lot to get your head around, because when we grew up, I mean, I'm about 50 years old, and when we grew up, I remember I pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, through grade school. Every day you get up, you go to school, and you have faith that the teachers are there to help you learn, and you have faith that the grown-ups in society are there to have a better society, to make progress for society. Gosh, they're working on technology and they're working on solutions, and we're going to have a great future. And they told us about, you know, we're all going to be living on hydroponic plants, and robot systems are going to run everything, and we're going to have, you know, video conferencing. by 1985, we would have, or maybe that was 84. You know, all these promises about a better world. We were taught that humanity was led by individuals and institutions that had the interests of humanity in mind. In other words, we were all taught, and if you're about my age, you were taught this too. You were taught that growing up in this world, the world was run by people who have the interests of humanity at heart. That is an assumption that has proven to be false, and you need to let go of that assumption, because it is, in fact, crippling your ability to see the truth about what's happening in our world. The institutions in charge are actively working against the interests of humankind. The institutions of media, the corporations, science, medicine, all of these institutions in society are trying to convince you to take actions against your own self-interest. Google, for example, it's an evil corporation. they want to spy on you, they want to surveil you, and they're trying to persuade you to use their systems against your own self-interest so that you would betray your privacy for their financial gain. You understand that this is what corporations do. Pharmaceutical companies, their job is to convince you that even if you're perfectly healthy, you still need their drugs. Their drugs which have side effects that cause diabetes and that cause cancer or that cause liver failure, that cause cognitive, dysfunction, cognitive problems. Their job is to get you to take their drugs against your own self-interest so that you become a lifelong repeat patient in the hospital needing more and more of their drugs that continue to damage you more and more every day. This is what they try to convince you to do. Media organizations like CNN, New York Times, their entire goal is to convince you to believe things that go against your own self-interest. Their job is not to inform you. Their job is to manipulate you. And ultimately, their job is to prepare you for, again, efficient extermination. But in order to do that, they have to get you to believe disinformation. They have to get you to believe things that are not true. And they have to dissuade you from believing things that are true. For example, all babies are born either male or female. Gender is binary. But they try to convince you now that that's not true. They try to convince you that biology isn't real, that chromosomes don't exist, that all the genetics lessons that we were taught no longer apply, they say, because, I don't know, there's some kind of quantum imaginary gender delusion now where people can choose any gender from an infinite number of fractional gender proportions or gradients. It's nonsense. But they want you to believe it, and they force it down your throat. Now, I could find any number of doctors that would absolutely affirm to you that when a baby girl is born, that baby girl is born with all of the eggs that she will ever have in her life in order to create her own children. That's right. Baby girls are born with eggs already in their bodies. And those eggs are, of course, released, you know, at a rate of one every 28 days. This is menstruation. This is how humans procreate. It takes a man and a woman to make a child, to combine the DNA, to combine the chromosomes. And then very early in conception, there is a genetic choice that is made to determine whether that child is male or female. And that child is then born, they develop as male or female, and they're born as male or female. Except in maybe very few, very rare circumstances, which are considered birth defects, that there may be what's called a phenotype expression that goes off the rails, often due to chemical exposure from hormone-disrupting chemicals such as atrazine, a very common herbicide. So there are defects that can happen, but that's abnormal. What is normal is to be born as a male or a female, period. There is no transgenderism in nature. There is no species out there. There's not a group of deer or a group of leopards or a group of armadillo that are transgender. You know why? Because the species would be extinct in one generation. Because you have to have males and females combining their genetic code in order to have sustainability of the species. This is basic science. This is basic biology. But point of the scientific establishment today and the point of the media and the liars who serve the globalist agenda is to convince you that none of that is real. It's to convince you that you can change your gender by waving a magic wand in the air, I guess, or over your pants. You wave a magic wand and you can become a man or become a woman. Shazam! That's what they want you to believe. Do you see how that is a symptom of the bigger picture of what I'm talking about here? The sustainability of the human race is under attack. The very sustainability of nature itself. They're attacking the sky. They're polluting the sky. They're attacking photosynthesis. They're trying to destroy all plant life. They're attacking oxygen in the atmosphere. They're terraforming the planet. They're attacking the reproductive capabilities of the human race. They're attacking sperm. They're attacking men. They're attacking fertility. They're attacking the food supply. They are intentionally polluting the food crop soils of our planet. and they're trying to attack your mind with not only electromagnetic radiation through 5G cell towers, but by also implanting your consciousness with false or deceptive misinformation, hoaxes, fake news, anything they can do to fill your mind with garbage to distract you from knowing the greater truth that I'm sharing with you right here on Counterthink. My goal is to reassociate you with the truths of the world in which you live and to tear you away from the falsehoods that have been shoved down your mind. And it's a shocking thing, I admit, for many people. You know why? Here's something I learned over the years, that most people don't want to be free. They want to be comfortable. Again, most people don't want to be free. They want to be comfortable. It's comfortable to go along and get along. It's comfortable to do what you're told and believe in these false narratives that, oh, somebody at the higher level, they're taking care of us. Yeah, they're working for our best interest. It's comfortable to not be the person at the party that knows the truth, because truth does not make you a popular person. You may have noticed that yourself at family gatherings or social events or what have you. What makes you popular is to believe all the lies. It's comfortable to be numb to reality. It's comfortable to go along. You don't get any pressure. If you say, oh, there's 15 genders or 15,000 genders, you are celebrated. If you think that 11-year-old boys should dress up like female whores and dance at gay bars and have cash thrown at them, you are celebrated by Good Morning America. You are celebrated by the New York Times. But if you say, wait a minute, that's child abuse, all of a sudden you're the villain. You get banned. You get condemned because, oh, you're not tolerant of the transgenderism of children. No, wait a second. Wait a second. You people are insane. These children are being exploited for the pedophile fantasies of adults. This is a crime against children. This is pedophilia. This needs to be stopped. All children deserve to be able to grow up in a childhood where they're safe from these sexual predators that are now the LGBT P community, P for pedophilia. That's what it has become. Do you understand? In fact, the entire LGBT movement is about attacking fertility and attacking the sustainability of the human race and attacking humankind and making sure that humans cannot reproduce. Where it's going, by the way, they're going to say that, excuse me, they're going to say that normal heterosexual reproduction is evil and that only gayness is normal and only transgenderism is normal. But if you're heterosexual, you're a man and you have sex with a woman to have a baby and a family, that's weird. And it probably one day it will be criminal. That's where they're taking this. Have no illusions. That's where this is going. So that's Counterthink. Check out the episodes at counterthink.com. Thank you for listening.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.